Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 956. Why I no longer set goals, and why you, perhaps, shouldn't either. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, the title of today's post may surprise you, especially given how strongly I believe in the power of goal setting. But listen on, and you'll soon hear why Nia's post is a great fit for this show. So, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Why I no longer set goals, and why you, perhaps, shouldn't either. By Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Say what? We recently celebrated the new year, and while most people are discussing their goals for the year, I'm just over here saying, goals? Nah, I don't have any. No, I haven't given up on life or becoming the best version of myself. I'm simply choosing not to have specific, time-dictated goals. And I think I'm going to be better off because of it. We've already discussed 5 reasons why you shouldn't have fat loss goals before. But today, I'll explain further why I'm not setting any specific, time-dictated goals, and why you may want to join in too. If not goals, then what? Ditching goals doesn't mean I'm just going to wing it through life. I'm saying goodbye to goals and hello to the process. Months ago, I stopped setting specific time-dictated goals in practically every area of my life. Now, that's not to say I don't have things I want to accomplish. I'm just choosing to not focus on the goal itself, and the results have been amazing. Here are some examples so this makes sense. An objective I had last year was for Better Body by Minimalism, the guide to extraordinary results with bare essentials. Yes, you could call writing and releasing the ebook the goal. However, that's not what I chose to focus on. Every day, I didn't focus on releasing the finished version, nor did I have a date set for its release, at least not until I knew it was almost complete. Instead, I focused exclusively on the process and actions I needed to do consistently to achieve that outcome. Focusing on what needs to be done consistently instead of the final outcome makes tasks less intimidating, less stressful, and much more fun. And I've experienced the same thing when applying this technique to other areas as well. For an example related to health and fitness, I want to continue becoming the strongest, most awesome version of myself. My focus, again, is on the actions I must take to keep achieving that goal, like strength train regularly, improve my performance gradually when possible, eat mostly real, whole foods, like keeping nutrition simple, get plenty of sleep, and play more. Focus on just a few things, the big things, that need to be done to reach intended outcomes. That's because actions trump intentions. We can have the best intentions in the world, like writing a book, improving our health, losing body fat, getting out of debt, and anything else we deem important or want to achieve. But having the intention of reaching those goals means nothing if we don't take the required actions that will get us there. That's why focusing on the process and the actions can be more powerful than simply obsessing over a specific goal. A goal just tells us you want what you want, but the actions reveal what needs to be done consistently to make that desire a reality. Ditch goals and embrace the process. Perhaps you've set very specific goals before, and it didn't work like you thought it would, or maybe you just want to try a new approach. If you're intrigued by this idea of not setting specific time-dictated goals and choose instead to focus on the process and actions needed to reach those outcomes, then welcome aboard. No matter what you want to achieve, you can apply this technique of focusing on the process and actions to it. Want to get out of debt this year? Don't just think, I want to be debt-free every day. Come up with some actions and the process you need to practice daily to get to that outcome. Want to lose fat and improve your health? Don't make reaching a certain body weight your goal. Focus on the process you must do consistently to lose fat. Want to get stronger and deadlift some heavy singles? Don't obsess over the specific goal, like deadlifting twice your body weight, but instead follow a program and strive to improve your performance each week. Here's how. Here's how you can put this idea to work for you. Ask and answer these questions. 1. What outcome, sure, you can call it a goal if you prefer, do I want to achieve? Perhaps you want to lose body fat for good, or maybe you want to sculpt some muscle. Maybe you want to achieve something unrelated to health and fitness, like getting out of debt. Or maybe you want to finally stop thinking about fat loss altogether and want to focus on something more positive. It doesn't matter. Just answer the question. 2. What are the main actions I must take daily or nearly every day that will lead me toward that outcome? The key here is to choose a few things, the big things that will provide the majority of the results to make the intended outcome or some variation of it a reality. Keep this list as short as possible and whittle it down if you can. The fewer things you have to focus on doing consistently, the better. Simplify your approach as much as possible. 3. Make your plan, then execute. Now you know what actions you need to take. Write them down. Put them on a calendar. Just do those things. And finally, be consistent. If goal setting just hasn't worked for you in the past, you may enjoy embracing the process much more, and maybe even get better results. This has worked for me, and it may work for you too. After all, the journey is the destination, and it's where the magic happens. You just listened to the post titled, Why I No Longer Set Goals, and Why You, Perhaps, Shouldn't Either, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So again, contrary to what the title of this post may have led us to believe, I agree with so much of what Nia shared. I'll give you another example from my personal life. I'm teaching an undergraduate stress management class right now. Part of the students' grades are based on the fact that they actually try out stress coping strategies. And I'll be honest, they don't appreciate this part of the class. This is because instead of just sitting back and listening to how great yoga and meditation and deep breathing are and how it's going to make them feel better, I make them actually do the work. What this means is, to use Nia's terminology, they had to go through and trust the process. I tell them, knowledge is only potential power, so listening to me discuss the research when it comes to why deep breathing may help you manage your stress is different than you actually doing it. Knowledge is only potential power. Action is true power. That maybe convinced half the class that they should be listening to me and trying out these stress management techniques. And yes, it's part of their grade, but and if they're anything like me when I was an undergrad student, I would just procrastinate and then maybe just make up the fact that I did the work. So I had to explain to them, like getting fit, like losing weight, like finishing your first book, like saving money, and so on, if your goal is to better manage your stress, it's a process too. It requires that we, again, do the work and that we do it consistently. And so the process is assessing your current thoughts and behaviors, developing a plan of action to then change those thoughts and behaviors. Only then will this result in the achievement of your ultimate quote-unquote goal, in this case, coping with stress in a healthier way. So again, what Nia described can be applied to any achievement you hope to accomplish. And I felt like so much of what Nia mentioned in this post is what I shared with my students. You've got to do the work, you've got to trust the process, and then a nice side effect of doing the work consistently and trusting the process is you reach your goals. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week. Thank you as always for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.